We'd love to hear about your experiences. Email hello@greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Now, Texas is a massive state of 270,000 square miles, so you'll understand why people tend to stick to fast roads to eat up those distances. But if you do that, you'll be missing out on some of the best places and experiences. That's why Gary Clark and Kathy Adams Clark have written The Backroads of Texas. The couple have divided the state into seven different sectors.
Do you want cowboy history? Do you want outdoor recreation? Do you want birding? Or do you want the flavor of the Mexican culture down in South Texas?
Kathy says there's a place called the Stockyards in Fort Worth, where they herd longhorn cattle down in historic streets twice a day.
When you go to see it, there's real cowboys walking down the street, and many of them will sit and talk to you.
As the book's about back roads, I asked each of the authors to tell me about their favorite drive.
I'd probably head west on Interstate 10 through San Antonio. I'd probably stop and look at the missions and the famous Mission Trail, the missions dating back to the 1700s, which for Texas is pretty old for an Anglo settlement. And then I would continue west on US Highway 90, not Interstate 10, but US Highway 90. And I would go to the wonderful old towns. Well, they're modern towns, but they're old in sense of establishment. And the first one I'd get to is Castroville, which was established by a man named Andre Castro, who brought settlers in from Alsace, France. And that area, when you look at it, when you get up on the hills of that area, it actually looks like Alsace, where we've been, by the way. We've been in Alsace, France, and we said, well, yeah, it looks just like Castroville.
That's where my family comes from.
Yeah, right. And then I would continue on into the quaint little towns, a town like Hondo has a big sign up there. And it says, this is God's country. Don't drive through it like hell. You continue on to Langtree, where the famous Judge Roy Bean held court, and then on into the area that I love very much, which is the Alpine region, the West Texas region of Alpine, mountainous region of Alpine, Fort Davis, and on down into Big Bend National Park.
Kathy drives a BMW and she loves the wide open roads. If you want to drive on those iconic highways that disappear into the distance with a line of telegraph poles running alongside and a mirage in the middle distance, you need to head to West Texas.
We have a route that goes from outside El Paso to Pecos, Texas, and there's just absolutely spectacular desert scenery and really, really open roads where there's just nothing around for miles. And those routes that we have in West Texas have a lot of really nice driving.
Texas is quite diverse, with many regions retaining strong influences from the original settlers' home countries.
When you're in the hill country, you see a culture that is derived from German heritage. And they have a distinctive German-Texan culture in the hill country. When you drive down to the Rio Grande Valley, you see an Hispanic culture, distinctive Hispanic culture, but they consider themselves Texans. When you drive up into the East Texas forest, you see a culture of people who carved out communities in that dense forest years ago, Anglo settlers, who are very much part of the old Southern tradition, and they consider themselves Texans too.
Gary is a keen bird watcher who writes regular wildlife columns in the regional paper. He rates the roads through the Big Bend National Park.
One of the most incredible parks in the national park system, probably the last frontier in North America. It's almost 1 million acres. Rugged mountains caused by a volcanic cataclysm. But what happened to the mountains are sculpted in these unbelievably artistic fashions. I've often said that they seem to be carved by maybe one of the modern artists, maybe. And also, it's an escape because you're 100 miles from the nearest real town. It's, of course, on the Rio Grande. The reason it's called the Big Bend is because it's on the Rio Grande River. It borders the Rio Grande River, where the river suddenly bends back east and north. It's just a photographic wonderland. For me, it's a nature wonderland with abundant birds and wildlife. You can pretty easily see black bears in that park. And if you're lucky, you can even see mountain lions in the park.
And there's plenty of activities to enjoy around the Big Bend National Park.
So people can raft there, they can mountain bike. There's places where you can rent horses outside the park. It's a little something hike. You can hike, of course,
bird watch. Yeah, big hiking.
Photograph for me. And so there's really a lot to do there. And there are times when you're standing out in the middle of that park, because it's one of the least traveled national parks in the whole U.S., and you won't hear a sound.
The Backroads of Texas is available on Amazon.